for?
My name is William Lockett, and I am running for mayor of Skagway.
Thank you, William. What is your background?
My background is mostly in just manual labor and tedious stuff. I moved up here in 2011, started working at the grocery store, and I worked there until 2018. I was, by the time I left that job the first time, I was organizing, ordering, and stocking the entire back wall of the store. Over 300 items that I had to order 2 and 3 weeks in advance. Hopefully they showed up. Sometimes they didn't. I have done an insane amount of work with trying to do a new streaming thing. I'm going to be gaming, and I have a series I want to start launching here soon about interviewing Skagway residents about their stories and just getting them some solid stuff online, because there's a point where I had started to forget what my dad's voice sounded like after he died, and I don't want people to have to do that. And it's 2023. There's no reason we have to forget our loved ones. So yeah, that's my background right now. I'm working on computers. I've done work with the Emblem Club all over town. I've done work with the Tutu Fairies delivering food to old people during COVID when they couldn't get out. Yeah, I've done a bit of community work.
Why do you want to run?
I feel like, honestly, I don't think the terms of service agreements are really being looked at. I know that's kind of a vague phrase, but we're creating these things like something we made a little while ago that banned the use of cryptocurrency permanently in Skagway. We're probably going to have to get rid of that here in about 3 or 4 years, because cryptocurrency is going to be a major form of transaction making. And I don't see why we shouldn't be on that edge as well. I'm not saying that we should be getting medallion services from cruise lines, because that takes actual money out of people's pockets, but the cryptocurrency was thrown in with that boggles my mind. So looking out for things like that, I'm trying to find ways that City Hall can make less rules and still get more results from things they're doing in the town.
Okay. Any other issues that are on your radar?
Yeah. extending utilities out across the bridge would be absolutely wonderful. I know we're talking right now about, we're wrapping up the Dyea levee, which is extremely important to finish, because they flood almost every winter now. They've had a couple of bad ones, and we actually had to send boats out there to grab people a year or two ago. But we don't need to build another unit of housing out there that we don't want to be landlords of, and we don't need to take away from anybody's experience out in Dyea by putting an apartment complex out there. Nobody's going to want to live in a house when you've got to, you know, commute 45 minutes into work every day on a windy, treacherous road and there's snow on the ground. The people who are out in Dyea are out there for a reason, and they enjoy the environment and the challenge of living out there. And we probably shouldn't try and throw summer people out there, because it's just going to clutter up the area. I'm looking at what we're doing with the waterfront right now with the electric ferry. I want an electric ferry, but I want it to be able to run in the winter. If it can't run in the winter, we're not going to be able to use it. And then we're pretty much stuck with what we have now, no ferry. To deal with a Yukon about bringing power down to be able to power that service would be awesome. And I look forward to that going in once the rock slide area is cleaned up and we know what we're going to be doing with that, as far as potentially even expanding that out a little bit. Should that be a possibility in the future? I don't know. That's a whole lot of federal stuff with the Tongass National Rainforest and various other matters that are going on down there with White Pass. That's another thing. I'd really like to start working with businesses and see a committee put together of actual business owners that would tell City Hall their biggest concerns and let us try and address those concerns, rather than have to go to each one individually and hope that they're not fighting with each other or feuding or whatever it is that happens in a small town that keeps businesses from working together. Other than just greed, because I know it's not greed, because I know all these business owners, and they're not greedy people. They just like to make money. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the traffic situation is something else I would like to work on in Skagway, because Broadway is an absolute mess right now, and you have people stepping out in front of buses with kids in their arms. And we're doing anywhere between 10 and 25 miles an hour, and they just walk right out in front of the bus. And so we got to slam on the brakes and hope nobody hurts themselves on our buses, and then hope we don't hit anybody. I'd like to see some way to mitigate all that. But that, again, that's dealing with the business owners that are running tours downtown. And then that's a major concern to the citizens, because all that traffic's got to go somewhere. And if it's not downtown, it's going to be on the side streets. And if it's on the side streets, it's not going to be safe for your kid to be running around, because they could be run over by something. Already, we're starting to notice more and more people complaining about how many tour buses are running through the residential areas. So, yeah, I'd like to address some of those things.
What else would you hope to achieve in the next term?
Oh, most of all, but not biggest of all, I would like to disprove a lot of the rumors and hearsay and gossip about me around town. And I would like to do that through action and through actually proving that I can do a job that requires me to not cuss all the time and not be one-sided about anything and not do what I'm trying to do, but do what the people I've heard out of people's mouths.
What do you see as the mayor's role?
The mayor's role, I believe, is guiding the work the committees are doing. They're the ones who go out and get the information. They volunteer their time. They're not a paid position like the DAE committee and all the rest of them. They're just concerned citizens worried about how their areas are being run. And I think that should have a lot of sway. I think the mayor should be backing these people up and explaining to those who elected them that, okay, well, we're not a communist setup. We're not a society in which a certain few people run everything. Anybody who's working in this town and who stays in this town and who pays taxes in this town is running this town. And we need that to be reflected in our policymaking.
What part of Mayor Cremata's work would you like to continue, and what would you deviate from?
As far as his work, I really like how Cremata came in and put the hammer down. He's like, okay, guys, we've been seriously sitting here talking about this for 6 years. Let's do something about it. And then they did something. And then he's like, all right, next thing, let's do something about it. And they did something. And it's cool. But when you put the hammer down on a system that's used to working slow, people fall through the cracks. And when the mayor does that, people fall through the cracks across the board. I'm not sure what's going on with the housing situation as far as how to be able to lower the rent other than just build 100 new houses. But I'd like to work on that kind of a thing to be able to bring people's costs down so they can afford to stay here. I have a friend now that's been here since before I got here. She raised her two kids here and she had an awesome family here. And now she's probably going to have to wind up moving because her rent's too high. And it just keeps getting increased every year, like for pretty much everybody I've heard. So whatever's causing that, I'd like to try and stop it. And Cremata has done some work in that venue, I know. And I would really like to continue his work with the ferry system. And I would like to continue his work with the state government, because that's where we could get a lot of assistance and support as far as money, as far as putting the word out about things, as far as advertising our town and selling it to the tourism, because selling it to tourist ships, because we are dependent on cruise lines, and we should give them some kind of a presence in what we're doing with the waterfront and city. But at the same time, we have to work on shoring up that ore dock so it can be used for ore, not for another two cruise ships. There's no reason we need to have six cruise ships in Skagway at one time ever. We're just not that big of a town. Juneau had that many the other day, and there, me and my sister sat down and calculated there was around 25,000 people off that boat. And that's astronomically higher than even our year-round population. So we just have nowhere to put them. Our public works, or not our public works, but our septic systems are being overworked considerably. Our incinerator needs to be redone. I'm hoping that Cremata was working on this stuff and just not talking much about it, but I don't know.
Speaking of the housing situation, do you have any ideas on how to address the problem? How to address the problem of the lack of affordable housing in Skagway?
I know part of the reason things are going to be so expensive is because the sales tax, or the property tax, is going to go up. a bit, because everybody I've talked to, they've had their property value go up at least $100,000 last year. That's going to cause more expense, and I'd like to try and mitigate how that was done, and so we don't wind up with another surprise. Here's another $100,000 on your property. Now you got to pay an additional property tax. Right. That kind of a thing would be awesome if I could find a way to mitigate it through fancy math and various other things. But I don't have a set plan because I'm not sure. It's a really complicated thing to just say, oh yeah, I'm going to step in and lower all the rent in town. Well, it's a hard thing. Nobody can say why one person's charging more rent than another and why the Park Service decided to crank up all the rent on their businesses downtown. So anybody who owns a business down there has to pay almost twice as much rent. My boss at the Smart Bus Company is having a heck of a time just keeping up with things. And we aren't a small operation as far as finances go. Like, we've got the unlimited money cheat and he's still struggling. So I don't know. I'm not sure what could be done.
What do you think?
Other than Garden City.
What should be done with Garden City?
I think we should do housing. I really would like to see some new houses go up over there. If they're going to be selling it anyway, and they are talking about selling it, then why would we not want to put houses in? If the STC would like to build something there that would help promote the growth and development and revivification of a culture that was literally targeted by the government and churches to be wiped out completely, that would be cool. But as is, I'm just hearing a whole bunch of stuff about memorializing a tragedy that didn't happen there. So I don't know. If they want one lot to build a little memorial to something that was an absolute tragedy, then so be it. That's one lot. I really wouldn't mind. But we are doing more things as a city to revive a culture than that would cause. We're putting actual native terminology and language in our signage, which is awesome, because then people get to show up and be like, oh, what's that say? Oh, that's awesome. And then we can have them learn a little bit about the culture while they're here. And that spreads the culture further, and that kind of helps revive things. But that's not any plan that I've seen at STC so far.
Okay. Would you ever support, for example, increasing taxes on empty lots to promote building housing?
I was asked last time, last time I ran something along those lines. The only way I would promote or raising taxes at all, even 1%, is if we show that we are able to take care of year-round residents better with that money. If we're just raising taxes to pay for stuff that we can't afford to buy and we're still buying it, then what's the point of raising taxes? We're just making the townspeople accountable for our financial faux-pas.
Any ideas to promote small businesses?
You know, I thought I had an idea, and then I heard something that the child care thing was an absolute tragedy, because it says something about an area when the city offers someone $100,000 for a child care startup and nothing happens. Nobody's taken advantage of that. Nobody's capitalized on that. I mean, with $100,000, you've got to be able to possibly start a business like that. I haven't done all the research. I haven't talked to Grandma Jenny, who used to run the daycare, who raised most of Skagway's middle-aged folks in her place. And then she got in trouble a little while ago, and then she kind of shut it down because evidently it wasn't safe for the kids. I had never seen that it wasn't safe, but I don't have kids. That's the other thing. That's one of the reasons I wasn't running for the school board, because I don't want to be in charge of how people are raising their children, because I have ideas on parenthood, but I'm not a parent. So I really don't think that I would be an ideal fit for somebody telling somebody, you know, the best way to educate or raise their kids or how they should be taken care of or those kind of things.
Okay. What's your vision for tourism in Skagway?
Tourism, I'd like to see us get more stuff to do, because this year, I don't know that all the business owners are aware, but our season has been extended to almost October 25th. If they don't know about that and they keep telling their employees something different, then the employees aren't going to be here. The businesses aren't going to be open. And those people are going to get off boats and have like six stores to go to. Granted, those six stores are going to make some money because these people are going to have no other option except to go to those stores or those restaurants that are open and spend their money. So it might be cool for one time, but next season, we're going to have a better plan of execution for this. Mm-hmm. And we're just getting more people next year and more people the year after that. So bigger and bigger ships are going to be able to dock once we get the ore dock finished. I think we need more stuff for the tourists to do that's actually Skagway oriented. Like, I don't know, set up something with a frisbee golf course out there. There are lots of people play frisbee golf. I drop them off every day on my bus. We need to work on our signage, like, desperately. I don't know how much we spent on signage, but I know it was way too much money for how many people get lost every single day down there on the docks. Like, every time. We've put colored symbols on the ground and hope that they would look down at the ground when they're surrounded by one of the most beautiful sets of scenery that I've ever seen in my life. And I've been to 360 different cities in six different states. It's definitely not Disney World, I tell you that. But Benetton is not supposed to be. It's supposed to be Skagway, dang it.
Any idea to promote visits by independent travelers or winter tourism?
Be available and make it easier to come and hang out. Camping would be great. If we could open up another campground, that would be awesome. Something closer than Dyea that people, when they show up to work, bringing a tent, thinking they're just going to be camping, actually have a place to go. The people that me and my fiance rode with in the cab from the Juneau airport to the ferry terminal when we came up here the first time, they were all coming up here to camp for the summer and work. It used to be a huge thing. I think it'd be awesome if we could bring back the horse and buggy rides, because that was an amazing thing that everybody liked, everybody that I've talked to anyway. I'm not quite sure why that shut down, whether it was just financial concerns or safety concerns or concerns over the well-being and welfare of the animals. I don't know what it was, but I'd like to see that kind of a thing come back. So we have a Skagway oriented thing that we can offer the tourists. That's not something they're going to find in, you know, Seattle or Portland or Orlando or the Keys or, you know, Maine, anywhere, just what we do in Skagway. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the infrastructure is a bit maxed out in Skagway. Would you ever consider putting a cap on the number of visitors?
That's one of the questions I asked the other night, or I would answer the other night, and I'm not sure that I've changed my mind very much. But right now, I don't think we can afford to put a cap on the visitors, just because the second you put a cap on visitors, the companies are going to be like, okay, well, what's this cap number? Where are we at on that? And oh my God, we're not going to be getting any more tourists than that. So let's only grow this much. I would like the recovery effort to bounce us back as far as humanly possible. So I don't think I'd like to put a number on it. However, I did hear a number of 20 or 40 something thousand people. We had almost a million people come through town already this year. That's awesome. Every one of those people can come in and spend some money and say hi and check out the sights and catch Days 98 show and ride a tour bus around and then go back to their boats after they eat, and everybody wins. They get a once in a lifetime experience of coming to Skagway, Alaska, and we get a ton of business. However, you know, we do have to work on getting our infrastructure set up properly to be able to house more, to be able to contain all these people and provide them services like bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the clinic, the municipality is running the clinic, yet there is no doctor. As a mayor, would you want to address that, and how?
I would definitely address that. I would reach out to any hospital with a phone and try and find some doctor who wants to spend a couple years up here in Skagway, Alaska, because if we could get a doctor to come up here for the amount of money that we're paying some other of our employees in town, we could possibly get a doctor to come up for more than one generation and take care of people. We could get a specialist to come up and help old people with their issues. I know as people age, their bodies start falling apart. Entropy affects everyone, and they need help. And that's one of the reasons why my mom had to leave and go back down south before she died. It's it's a bad situation when you have a town full of elderly people with no doctor to see them with adequate care to take care of what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And I said that 10 years ago. I'm like, if we could just get a doctor up here, it'd be awesome. So yeah, it would be good to reach out to some of these places and see if there is actually any doctor who is willing to come up to a small rural place like this and spend a couple of years, if not more, because, you know, it's a great place to raise your kids. It's an awesome place to have a family. It's safe. It's secure. It's nice. The people around here will always treat you fairly at the end of the day. When push comes to shove and there's an emergency or there's something catastrophic that happens, they will have your back every time. So I don't know why there's no appeal to doctors to come up here and actually specialize in things so they can help out.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the current transition on the waterfront, how would you handle this as a mayor?
I would be working every day with White Pass, AML, and Petro Marine, and TIMSCO, and the airport, seaplanes. I would be trying to work with all of their departments to find out what they need to be able to grow and sustain their business reasonably, and then factor in the city's concerns. We have to do a major remodel on the railroad dock. The ore dock needs to be finished so we can start bringing ore through here again in 2025, if we're actually able to do that. But it broke my heart when I heard this year that in February, that was the last shipment of ore we were going to be sending out for 2 years. That was one of our three arms of industry here gone until 2025. And that's if it comes back at all. I don't know what these mines are doing up north. I don't know if there's any open. I don't know if they're open and having to process their stuff differently or send it through longer routes. But I know Petro Marine would have to add 6 weeks to each truck's travel time to be able to get their gas where it's supposed to go if they can't come to our port. And it's already difficult enough when the people at Petro have to work a 10-hour day, basically 8-hour day, and then you go down and sit on the dock for a fuel transfer for 4 hours, and then they have to unhook because a cruise ship needs to come in, and then you have to go back that night and do it again. So there are times when you can work up to 37 hours at Petro Marine, and we only have like 5 people over there. Any assistance we can give the people that are down there. I know AML is having to deal with fuel costs way more than anybody in town, and you know, we're seeing it in the price of groceries, we're seeing it in the price of gas, we're seeing the price of a number of things that they have to tack something onto to be able to cover their overhead. Mm-hmm. And you know, just make it so their entire operation functions. It's more than just driving a truck or stuff around.
So you would support pursuing ore transfers in Skagway?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, safely enough that the chance of something bad happening would be kept to an absolute minimum, close to zero. It would be good to see that. We have to do so responsibly, because the last thing we need is somebody dumping a container of ore into the bay out there and then contaminating all the water and then no fish show up again. Or winding up having a line punctured at the dock and having 1,000 gallons of diesel dump into the ocean. All of those things I really, really would like to avoid. And whatever means we have to do to avoid those things would be best taken, as well as looking at what can be done to aid these industries. Mm-hmm.
What global trends do you see affecting Skagway now or in the future?
I'm not too sure. Are you talking about something specifically?
Anything that comes to your mind?
I'm not entirely sure. I know we had some really weird bugs in town this year that we've never had before. I don't know what that's about, but it'd be nice to know. The ice melt has been a bit of an issue, because that's what caused the flooding in Dai last year. So it's obviously happening to some extent here, and adding to the levels of West Creek and the Taya River out there. Not that that kind of a thing can really be mitigated by people, but it would be cool if we could set up things like the levee we're building in Dai and various other things like that to be able to help people so they can still settle out there. Because the alternative is moving them all into town, and we don't have a whole lot of housing. Mm-hmm.
Where do you see Skagway in 50 years?
It's impossible to tell. Absolutely impossible. At the rate technology is developing right now, and at the rate AI is aiding in the use of software and hardware to complete tasks and look at data and analyze policy and look at, I don't know, health concerns, we might not even need a doctor in 50 years. We could just take a shot, bam, done, everything's fixed. We don't know what's going to be happening with gene sequencing and various other sciences that are being developed, but big data and there's no way to tell what Skagway is going to look like in 50 years. I'd like to see it as a really quaint little valley town that has held on to its roots like Leavenworth, Washington, only not something that shuts down in the wintertime. I'd like to see us get some winter tourism up here and have a thriving winter economy as well as a summer economy that didn't require us to play musical chairs with all of our businesses and houses anymore. I'd like to see a lot of our issues fixed and a lot of our attitudes towards each other repaired. So, I'm going to try and do my part.
Thank you. Anything else you would like to add, a last word?
I wasn't going to address it, but I have said some things about the city manager, Brad Ryan, that may have been a bit blown out of proportion. And I do apologize to the city manager, Brad Ryan, right now. I will try and find him later and apologize in person. However, I think that our committees need more power and more work. I think they need to put in, if a committee comes up with something that they get from community feedback, and then they come up with a plan, and then they design the plan, and then they find somebody to craft a building or whatever it is they come up with as a fix to that plan, then Brad Ryan's workload wouldn't be so big, and he wouldn't need a secretary. He wouldn't need two people helping him. He wouldn't need seven people helping him. He would just be able to do his job and execute the will of the committees, and it would reflect in what was done rather than, firing the police and fire chiefs because he doesn't get along with them. I know those were situations born of irritation and frustration, but at the same time, we lost a police chief who had been here for 16 years with no problems. Not once has somebody been shot. Not once had a drunk been, accosted. Not once had the cops had to show up with with AR-15s and put somebody on the ground in their restaurant. So, we need to fix some things. And I do hope that I will be able to work with Brad Ryan rather than just carry on some kind of an animosity that was born from my irritation at the council's inability to do the things that he is doing, expecting the people that are on those committees to basically do city manager stuff. So anything we can take off of his plate and help have them help with would be awesome. But that's about it. That and get out and vote. We have a very small voter turnout in Skagway. For a city of 500 to 800 people in the wintertime, we have 400 people that vote, maybe. The 2030 consensus, the 2030 plan only had 80 people doing input. And that's 80 people choosing the fate of an entire town of hundreds. So vote. Let your voice be heard.
William Lockett, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, take it easy.